This is Chairman Richko. Welcome to the December 3rd, 2020 meeting of the New Jersey Highlands Council. Before we get started, I'm going to ask our conference call moderator, Herb August, to provide instructions for the members of the public about how the meeting will be conducted.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. All members of the public will remain on mute throughout the meeting. When it's time for public comment, Chairman Richko will make an announcement. At that time, members of the public wishing to speak should press star 9 on their phones to raise their hands and indicate that they would like to speak. Callers will be identified by the last 4 digits of their phone number. At that time, please follow the automated prompts to unmute yourself. Please note there may be a delay before you're called on, and your patience is appreciated. Commenters should listen carefully for their number to be called and to the automated prompts. When it's your turn to speak, please begin by providing your name and any organization that you're representing. When you're finished speaking, please indicate that you're done. As a reminder, all comments are limited to 3 minutes, and members of the public are limited to 1 comment per resolution and 1 comment during the general public comment at the end of the meeting.
Thank you, Herb. For council members, your lines will not be muted by Herb, so it's important to keep your personal phones muted during the call unless you are speaking. If at any time you have a problem, please press star 9 on your phone to notify Herb that you will like to speak, or call Executive Director Plevin at 201-208-4311. When I call for a motion and a second, and when it's time for council comment, please remember to begin by identifying yourself, speak slowly and clearly so that everyone can hear you, and make every effort to refrain from speaking over each other. When you have finished speaking, kindly state that you have finished your comments and remember to remute your phone. Roll call. Annette, please call the roll.
Kurt Alstead.
Here.
Tim Daugherty.
Here.
Michael Dressler.
Here.
Michael Francis.
Here.
Robert Baltimore.
Here.
Bruce James.
Here.
Paul Richko.
Here.
Member Sabatich. Dan Van Abs.
Present.
James Vizioli. Richard Bowden.
Here.
Robert Walton.
Here.
Council Member Vizioli, if you are in the meeting, press star 9 so we can identify you and unmute your line. Okay,
Mr. Chairman, there's nobody raising their hand at this time.
Oops. Okay, well, we hope you will join us shortly. All right, Annette, would you please also call the roll of the Highlands Council staff and other colleagues that are present?
Sure. Lisa Plevin?
Present.
Christine LaRocca?
Here.
James Humphreys?
Here.
Mary Jude Haddock-Weiler?
Here.
Terry Green?
Here.
Gabrielle Gallagher?
Here.
Judy Thornton? Herb August?
Here.
Carol Dickton?
Here.
Tom Taglerini?
Here.
Lauren Nathan LaRusso? Jason Kane?
Here.
Thank you, Annette. Will you please read the Open Public Meetings Act now?
This meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6 etc. The Highlands Council sent written notice of the time, date, and method of participation in this meeting to newspapers of circulation throughout the state and posted notice on the Highlands Council website. Pursuant to the declared COVID-19 public health emergency and state of emergency, and in order to maintain recommended social distancing practices, the meeting is being conducted by means of teleconference. As stated in the public notice, Any interested party may participate by telephone. The notice also advises that participants may provide comments during the meeting or by emailing them to the Highlands Council prior to or following the meeting up to close of business on Friday, December 4th, 2020.
Thank you, Annette.
Mr. Chairman, if I may...
Excuse me? Yes.
If I may interrupt, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
We have a telephone number 4044 that raised their hand when you would ask for council members to identify themselves. So 4044, I am unmuting you. Please follow the directions from the automated attendant.
Hello, this is Ned Clausen. That's 4044, just saying present.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you, but I'm going to keep you on mute until it is time for speaking later. I was specifically looking for additional council members, but thank you very much for responding.
Yeah, I'm the council on the Highlands Group. Okay.
Okay, please join me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic, and one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Great harmony. All right, now we move on to the chairman's report. The first thing I'd like to mention in my report this month is a pretty significant milestone for the Highlands Council. On November 4th, the State Planning Commission approved a resolution to endorse the Highlands Regional Master Plan. For those of you who have been around for a while or following the work of the council, you know this is a long time coming. State plan endorsement of the RMP initially began right after the RMP was adopted in 2008. Then, for a variety of reasons, the process was put on hold. Earlier this year, staff began working with the Office of Planning Advocacy to get the process moving again. So what this means for our municipal and county partners is that any master plan or development regulations adopted as part of the plan conformance process are now deemed equivalent to having endorsement by the State Planning Commission. This is quite significant and yet another great reason to work with the Highlands Council. Next, I'd like to highlight a recent decision by our colleagues over at NJDEP. Earlier this month, we learned that the NJDEP was denying the renewal of a permit for the Bellmead project. For those not familiar, this was a proposed commercial development in Tewksbury Township that would have required additional wastewater capacity. Although the Highlands Council is not a permitting agency, we are required in certain circumstances to review aspects of a project for consistency with the regional master plan. Staff had previously issued a determination that the water quality management plan amendment required by the proposed development would be inconsistent with the RMP. So we're very happy to see the DEP denied the renewal. On a more somber note, I wanted to acknowledge the passing of Tom Gilmore in early November. Much like Candace Ashman, who we lost earlier this year, Tom was instrumental in preservation and protection of New Jersey's precious natural resources. He played a vital role in the passage of landmark conservation laws, including the Wetlands Protection Act, the Garden State Preservation Trust Act, and the New Jersey Highlands Act. Tom served for nearly 30 years as the head of the New Jersey Audubon Society, and during that time was also a member of the Highlands Task Force that provided the framework and foundation for the Highlands Act. His contributions to the Highlands region and the entire state will surely benefit generations to come. And finally, as we head into the holiday season and towards the end of the year, I want to acknowledge that we have certainly endured a very challenging 2020. I'm wishing everyone a happier and healthier 2021. I want to thank my colleagues on the council for their patience and understanding during this year. It certainly hasn't been easy having our council and subcommittee meetings on the phone, but we've persevered and we continue to do the Highlands Council business that we're responsible for. Finally, a special thanks to the Highlands staff. Highlands planning work continues and our constituents' questions and needs continue to be addressed. Your dedication to the goals of the Highlands Act and the Regional Master Plan are much appreciated. And with that, I'll turn it over to Lisa Plevin for the Executive Director's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I'm pleased to be able to continue to report that we obviously continue to work remotely and remain fully functional. A couple of items I'd like to highlight today. As you mentioned earlier, we're very happy that the Regional Master Plan has been endorsed by the State Planning Commission. I just want to take a moment to acknowledge the staff who worked so hard on this, specifically Judy Thornton, our lead principal planner, who really spearheaded this effort, working very closely with the Office of Planning Advocacy. This experience was truly very collaborative, and as a result, we've built a very strong working relationship and look forward to continuing that partnership. Secondly, I wanted to remind council members that this year's New Jersey Water Works Conference is held virtually and is free. It's going to be held next Wednesday through Friday, December 9th through 11th. Again, it's free. And you can find out more and register online at conference.jerseywaterworks.org. And I would encourage you to try and fit at least a plenary or two into your schedule. So under plan conformance updates, I have some exciting news. You may have seen that Washington Borough in Warren County petition for plan conformance was deemed complete and was posted for public comment on November 23rd. This public comment period will continue through December 23rd, and we anticipate that the petition will come before the council in either January or February. For municipally issued exemptions, since my prior report, we've been notified of 13 exemptions. West Milford issued 8 exemption number 5s, Montville Township issued 3 exemption number 5s, and Byram Township issued 1 exemption number 4 and 1 exemption number 5. Under project review updates, we've conducted 1 water quality management plan amendment review for a proposed project in Chester Borough. The applicant is seeking a site-specific amendment to the Upper Raritan Water Quality Management Plan to accommodate a combination of residential and commercial development, including a portion of affordable housing. The project is projected to generate 21,125 gallons per day of wastewater, and the Highlands Council found this project to be consistent with the Regional Master Plan. We also conducted 2 Preservation Area Highlands Applicability Determination Exemption 11 reviews. The first was for Oxford Township in Warren County. New Jersey American Water Company is seeking a Highlands Applicability Determination Exemption number 11 to update a groundwater contamination treatment facility, and the council staff found this project to be consistent with the goals of the Highlands Act. The second HAD Exemption 11 review is with West Milford Township. Tennessee Gas Pipeline is seeking an Exemption 11 to construct a new compressor station that will support their existing 300 line, and Highlands Council staff found this project to be consistent with the goals of the Highlands Act. For open space and HDC updates, the HDC Bank Board met on November 5th. They discussed the work of the Municipal Average Subcommittee. They agreed to move forward with plans to issue a request for proposals to hire a consultant to calculate a municipal average for use in property valuation in the Highlands, and that RFP is currently being finalized. Lastly, under personnel, in November, we were able to repost the regional planner and land preservation coordinator position that was vacated earlier this year. We've received over a dozen applications and are currently reviewing them and scheduling interviews. And finally, our next council meeting is scheduled for January 14th, 2021. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. I also wanted to take a moment and thank you for your leadership during this challenging year. Much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, this is Jim Vizzioli. Finally got on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Council Member Vizzioli has joined us. So we have everyone except Council Member Sebetich, which we knew he was not going to be able to attend. So any council comment or questions for our executive director for her report? Anyone have any questions? Okay, hearing none. Next on the agenda is approval of the minutes of the October 15, 2020 meeting. May I please have a motion and a second, and please remember to identify yourself as you are making the motion. Anyone like to make that motion?
Jim Vizzioli will make that motion.
Okay, moved by Council Member Vizzioli. We need a second.
Holtaway will second.
Seconded by Council Member Holtaway. Is there any council discussion? Hearing none, Annette, please poll.
Council Member Alstead.
Yes.
Council Member Daugherty.
Yes.
Council Member Dressler.
Yes.
Council Member Francis.
Yes.
Council Member Holtaway.
Yes.
Council Member James.
Yes.
Council Member Van Abt.
Yes.
Council Member Vizzioli.
Yes.
Council Member Voden.
Yes.
Council Member Walton.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Minutes pass.
Next on the agenda is approval of the Highlands Development Credit Bank minutes of its November 5th, 2020 meeting. May I please have a motion and a second, and please remember to identify yourself as you make the motion.
So moved, Councilmember Walton.
Moved by Councilmember Walton and seconded by?
Holtaway will second.
Councilmember Holtaway seconds it. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yeah.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abt.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizzioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Voden.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Minutes pass.
Next on the agenda is Plan Conformance Committee. There's a resolution, and at this time, I'll turn the meeting over to Plan Conformance Committee Chair, Councilmember Dressler, to present the resolution.
Thank you, Chairman. We're going to try and do this again. We had this at the October meeting, I believe it was, and what happened is there were not sufficient votes. It was tabled, and we've gone back to the drawing board. I think a lot of the questions that were posed at the council meeting have been answered. I'm going to ask Mary Jude to go through things for us so that she can explain things again, make sure that everybody's on the same page. Mary Jude?
Okay, yes. Thank you, Councilmember Dressler. So yes, as you know, the Parsippany Troy Hills petition for plan conformance was originally discussed at the September council meeting. And as a result of that discussion, the township amended their petition, and this afternoon you're considering approval of that updated petition. The amended petition specifically now includes consideration of center designation for one or more areas within the township, and also an evaluation of the potential for a TDR receiving area within the township. So basically, just as a quick background, the Township of Parsippany of Troy Hills is located in Morris County. It's entirely in the planning area, and it happens to be the most populous municipality in all of the Highlands region. It's a large suburban community with a diverse residential neighborhood, and substantial existing commercial development. But even with all of that, still approximately one-third of the township is dedicated to open space and recreation. So I'm going to go through the timeline of basically the petition activities and what brings us to today's petition consideration. In December 2018, the Parsippany-Troy Hills Township Council passed a resolution to petition the Highlands Council for plan conformance. In January of 2020, the township adopted their new municipal master plan, and that master plan actually establishes a series of goals, strategies, and recommendations for the township's future. And the master plan that they adopted is generally in alignment with the Highlands Regional Master Plan. In April of 2020, the township furthered their commitment toward the plan conformance process by adopting a planning area petition ordinance. And in June of 2020, the township submitted a complete petition for a petition package for our consideration. In July of 2020, the council posted the petition materials for public comment. And then as a result of the modifications, the second public comment period was held in October. We've received a number of comments. We've summarized each of those comments, provided appropriate responses, and those are all contained in the consistency review and recommendations report at Appendix C. So last month in November, the council posted the revised final consistency review and recommendation report for consideration at today's meeting. So staff recommends that the petition for plan conformance be approved with conditions that require specific action on implementation tasks, including the two items that have been added since the September meeting, specifically the township's consideration of the potential for Highlands designated centers and the potential for feasibility of a TDR receiving area within the township. All of the tasks are outlined in the consistency review and recommendations report and are also listed in the implementation plan and schedule, both of which would be approved as part of this petition. So I'd be happy to answer any questions about specifics if you have them. Thank you.
Council Member Dressler, any other information you'd like to share?
No, I think that, you know, we had a good committee meeting. I wanted to thank all the members for being there, for contributing. You know, our new member, Council Member Dan Sanabs was there, was very helpful. And I think we're ready to go to the public and see if we can get this resolution passed by. And I believe the mayor is also there online, so we could have him speak at some point.
Okay. Thank you, Member Dressler and Mary Jude. Can I get a motion and a second to consider the resolution to approve the petition for plan conformance for the township of Parsippany-Troy Hills?
I'll move the motion.
Okay, moved by Council Member Dressler. We need a second.
Van Ebbs, second.
Council Member Van Ebbs has the second. Before we have council discussion, Parsippany-Troy Hills Mayor Soriano would like to address the council. So Herb, could you open his line, please? And Mayor Soriano, are you there?
The mayor is unmuted at this point. Mayor Soriano, you can go ahead.
Mayor Soriano, this is Council Chairman Richko. Are you ready to make comments? Hello? Okay, Mayor Soriano, are you on the line?
Some technical difficulties, Mr. Chairman. Give me just 1 second to iron that out.
Yes.
Mr. Mayor, you've been unmuted and you have this opportunity to make some comments about the petition in front of the council.
Are you talking the mayor from Marstown or the mayor from Parsippany?
No,
Parsippany-Troy Hills, Mr. Mayor.
Mayor Soriano.
Hello.
Mayor Soriano, would you like to speak now?
Unfortunately, his line keeps cutting out. We keep bringing him back in, and for some reason, his line keeps muting and cutting out. I'm uncertain as to why that's occurring, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, well, we'll go to council comments at this point, and hopefully we'll be able to hear from Mayor Soriano. Any council discussion on this resolution?
This is Councilmember Walton. I have a question, if I may.
Yes. Councilmember Walton.
So, as Member Alstead said, Vice Chairman Alstead said at the last time we heard this proposal that for consistency reason, he would oppose it because it did not contain any kind of action towards a being a receiving area. And we've been down this road before with Hackettstown. Hackettstown came before us. We wanted it to be a receiving area. We voted no. They said, they came back and said, we'll do a study. And then we approved it. And then wouldn't you know, the study came back and they weren't agreeable to being a receiving center. So here we have Parsippany. We said, you should be a receiving center. They said, we'll consider it. They're coming back now saying, we'll do a study. But what's to stop this from happening again, where a municipality that is, in my mind, clearly should be a receiving area, what's to keep them from taking the study money, doing the study, coming back and saying, no thanks? Is there a mechanism in the resolution that requires them to reimburse us for the study? Is there a mechanism that we can put in place to make them reimburse us if they don't come back and become a receiving area? Or are we just setting ourselves up for the same thing that happened with Hackettstown?
Can we get an opinion from the attorney?
Well, no, let's ask, first of all, Council Member Alstead, I know this was your concern. I know you have spoken with Mary Jude. Do you have anything to say at this point? And then we'll also have Mary Jude address this.
Sure, it's Kurt Alstead. The concerns that Rob raised, you know, in terms of qualifying my vote in opposition last time are accurate. I was very concerned that we weren't identifying town centers and the possibility for receiving in Parsippany. Our council does not have the authority to mandate receiving areas, but I think that it's our responsibility to identify appropriate areas that should be considering becoming receiving areas. I had a conversation with the mayor. The mayor concurred that in further consultation with their planner and their attorney, they felt that there were opportunities there that they wanted to amend their petition to consider centers and receiving areas. So I'm satisfied that Parsippany has brought it to the proper line to garner a positive vote for me. I think separately from that, I think Councilman Walton raises an appropriate question in terms of how do we as a council manage receiving areas going forward. We have a couple of municipalities that have reviewed them. Is there something we can do more? I think that perhaps we need to separate that out from this petition, but I think it's something that is worthy of further discussion, and we should be looking at how can we move the bar further along. I don't know that we have the ability within the legislation to mandate or to demand funds back, but maybe somebody else knows that better than me.
Thank you, Member Alstead. Mary Jude, would you like to address Council Member Walton's questions and concerns?
Certainly. So we recognize that it has been very problematic to identify a receiving area within the Highlands. So as far as Parsippany Troy Hills is concerned, what we are talking about doing is having the township do the phase one feasibility analysis first to basically look at the base information for infrastructure and things like that to help us determine whether or not it makes sense to go forward with the phases 2 through 4. Because as our scope of work is laid out to do a feasibility analysis for TDR receiving areas, it's not just you look at one thing and then you make a decision, that there's a very specific set of guidelines that you have to go through to make that determination. So all we're asking for the township at this point to do is this phase one to determine whether or not it makes sense to move on to the next phases. So in one sense, we're trying to be wise with the spending of our grant money. At the same time, of course, we would ultimately like to get receiving area designated, but we don't know what the phase one is going to come out with. And so we have an opportunity to look at that, get the data, and then determine whether or not it should go to the next level.
Thank you, Mary Jude. Before we have any further counsel, is that Council Member Walton? Did you just say something?
Carl, yeah. I think that Mayor Soriano may be back on the line and unmute.
I am.
Herb, is that correct?
Yes, Lisa. Okay. Mayor Soriano is back on the line, Carl, so at an appropriate moment, you can have him address the meeting.
I was just going to say that we're going to hold off any other council comments and hear from Mayor Soriano. So, Mayor Soriano, you're on.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Okay, wow. It's about time. First of all, I want to thank all of you for holding a Zoom meeting where I don't have to shave. I really appreciate that. You know, politicians enjoy an occasional moment where they don't have to shave. So this is wonderful. Thank you for having me speak today. I want to personally thank Councilmember Alsit for his advice and counsel after the last meeting and his guidance on this. It's very appreciated. When I became mayor in 2018, there were a couple of things that I put into motion right away. One of them was to tell our people to start getting us into conformance with Highlands, okay? Because I was gonna do it whether y'all approved it or not. I just thought it was a smart thing to do. And that was mostly because, you know, she was still alive at the time, but former council member and mayor of Parsippany, Mayor Letts, made me promise to get back into conformance with the Highlands. And Mimi Letts was like a mother to me. And, you know, when mama tells you to do something, you do it. It's as simple as that. She loved the Highlands Council and everything it stood for. And that means that I have to do it. I asked for a master plan, which, as you heard, was passed this past January. Within that master plan are references to what actually you're asking for a receiving area, for a transportation hub, for a downtown. And those are things we put into motion already with a downtown as far as North Beverwyck Road, which we just did a press release on that this week. So we are running on parallel lines here already. I just want us to converge and us go into one lane now, because I will say to the, I can't remember which council member expressed concern, and I can see that, you having problems with townships conforming. This is a primary goal of mine. And quite frankly, you kind of have an advantage over me because, you know, besides having, you know, a promise to Mayor Letts that I have to respect to my departed beloved mayor, you also have Lisa Plevin. And I know she's a recuser from that, from this, but now, once we get into the action of it, I'm going to do whatever Lisa tells me to do. Okay. I respect her opinion and her background in education when it comes to these issues. She's already an advisor to me as far as being on the environmental committee. So when it comes to conformance issues with the Highlands, this is something that this township is 100% behind. And thank you so much for this opportunity to speak. And quite frankly, with this difficult holiday season, God bless all of you and happy holidays.
Thank you, Mayor Soriano. To follow up with what Mayor Soriano just said, that our executive director, Lisa Plevin, has recused herself from this matter because she's a member of the Environmental Commission in Parsippany Troy Hills. So are there any other council comments or questions or discussion on this?
Carl, if I may?
Yes, Council Member Walton.
So, Mayor, I certainly appreciate the words. And the reason I'm on the council, Mayor, is because the property values of people that I represented for many years in local government was taken from them through legislative fiat that your beloved departed former mayor championed. And the only way that this law has been justified as constitutional has been this funding mechanism that is the transfer development rights. And every other TDR program that stands up to any kind of constitutional muster allows the agency administering the program to determine where a receiving zone can be, except the Highlands Act, which was either a purposeful omission or a careless omission, and I'm not sure which, but it is a fatal flaw in executing a proper TDR program and executing a proper way to reimburse the diminished property value of the harmed landowners in the Highlands. So this is of critical importance to the people who attend these meetings month in and month out and have been looking for justice for a good long time. So I hope you can appreciate my concern for making sure that your attempt to be a receiving area is sincere and not just a way to get this thing through and get Mr. Alstead's vote. I remain skeptical that this will happen. The numbers are there. This is going to pass tonight. I just would encourage you, sir, to please look at this receiving zone issue fairly, because it is the only way that this act functions is to have receiving zones. And we have been at this for many, many years, and others on the council have been at it for more years than me, and we've yet to have a town accept the receiving zone, which in my mind makes this whole thing unconstitutional. So I'll stop at this point, but you can hear, I hope you can hear my the tone of my voice and the frustration I have with this act. And I'll leave it at that.
Thank you, Member Walton. Are there any other council members that would like to speak on this resolution?
Mr. Chairman, Van Abs, yes.
Okay, this is Council Member Van Abs.
Along with our Vice Chair, Kurt Alstead, I am a former resident of Parsippany. I actually grew up there, went to high school there, and so I'm fairly familiar with it. I'm pleased to see Parsippany's plan conformance petition going before the council and I hope being approved tonight. I share the concerns more broadly with the feasibility of the overall transfer development rights program in the Highlands. And so I definitely am interested in the Highlands Council pursuing this issue and seeing how we could increase the potential for TDR receiving areas through the Highlands Act or through the State Act. I would disagree, however, that with the notion that the only thing that makes the Act constitutional is the potential for a TDR program. My reading of it, I'm not a lawyer, but my reading of it is that that's actually incorrect. That this act is constitutional regardless of the success of a TDR program, but it certainly would be strengthened through the success of a TDR program. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Council Member Van Abs. Any other council members would like to have a discussion on this resolution? Okay. This is a voting matter with public comment. Herb, please instruct the public on commenting.
Thank you, Chairman Richko. Members of the public may now press *9 on their phones to raise their hands. Please listen for the last four digits of your phone number to be identified and then follow the prompts to unmute your line. Please begin your comment with your name and any organization that you are representing. When you are finished speaking, please indicate that you are done. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes. And Mr. Chairman, the first commenter number is 4934. I am unmuting your line.
Just want to remind the members of the public, this is for comments on this resolution only. So caller 4934, are you there?
Yes, I am. This is Elliot Ruga of the New Jersey Highlands Coalition. And I just want to say we very much support this petition for conformance. Congratulations, Parsippany Troy Hills. It's been an excellent effort on your planning staff and your professionals. I want to say, though, however, I think it is very wrong when the Highlands Council ties approval of a petition for conformance to agreeing to becoming a TDR receiving zone. Just as planning area conformance is voluntary, agreeing to become a receiving zone is voluntary. I think it's very smart that Parsippany has agreed to undertake a study. We definitely need to identify receiving zones, but it is wrong to strong arm a municipality into agreeing to become one because it is voluntary. Thank you.
Thank you, Elliot, for your comments. Herb, are there anyone else? Any other yes. comments from the public?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The number 2768, I am unmuting you at this time.
Okay, 2768, please identify yourself for the record.
This is Julia Summers for the New Jersey Highlands Coalition. I wanted to thank Mayor Soriano, who I think was very surprised when Parsippany's initial petition looked like it was not going to move forward. I hope that he agrees that actually this process has been strengthened by taking the extra time. I welcome Parsippany's looking at the possibility of becoming a TDR receiving zone. I think Parsippany only helps itself, actually, by doing that. And I'm very excited that the most populous city in the Highlands is going to be engaging in this process. I think it's a win-win for everybody. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Julia. Anyone else in the queue?
At this time, there are no other members of the public who have hit star 9 on their phones to indicate that they would like to make a comment. If you would like to give it another 10 seconds or so, Mr. Chairman, just in case we have any yes. stragglers.
Yes, we certainly will. Let's give it another few seconds.
Mr. Chairman, there are no additional members of the public wishing to make a comment at this time.
Thank you, Herb. Do council members have further comment? Okay, hearing no additional comments, Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abbe.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton.
No.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passes.
We now move on to the budget and we now move on to the Budget and Finance Committee. We have three resolutions to consider and we'll handle them separately to accommodate several recusals. I will ask council members that need to recuse themselves to announce their recusal when I call for a motion and a second on a specific resolution. And as a reminder, you do not need to leave the call. You just may not participate in discussion or voting on the resolution from which you are recused. So our first resolution is for the approval of planned conformance funding for sewer study for Chester Borough. Committee Chair Holtaway, could you please provide us with some background on this resolution?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The Chester Borough is requesting $97,200 to do a comprehensive planning and engineering scope of work that will result in a NJD-approved water quality management amendment and the design of an expanded sewage collection and treatment system to serve existing and future wastewater needs in a manner that is consistent with Chester Borough's Highland Center designation. Grant funding was provided in 2017 and 2018 to examine and investigate the feasibility of a new discharge to surface water permit for a new wastewater treatment plant. The existing wastewater treatment plant has to discharge to groundwater permit, and drain fields are failing, and the facility regularly exceeds its 75,000 gallons per day permitted flow. Specific analysis and coordination had to occur for the DEP to confirm that they would be able to provide a permit for a new surface water discharge. Highlands Council funding assisted in this coordination and feasibility analysis. The next phase of the project will be to obtain and permit, obtain the permitting and approvals for the new wastewater treatment plant. The planning and engineering activities identified in the scope of work are comprehensive in nature and will establish the basis for constructing an expanded wastewater collection and treatment system for the borough. The cost for the borough to construct the infrastructure identified through the scope of work will be financed through a variety of sources, including Chester Borough sewage system ratepayers and the state and federal agency grant and loan programs. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilmember Holtaway. Before I call for a motion and second to consider the resolution, I believe we have a recusal.
Mr. Chairman, Kurt Alstead. My family farm owns property in Chester Borough that would be impacted under this study, so I'm officially recusing from this resolution and any future discussions on this matter.
Thank you, Councilmember Alstead. Can we now have a motion and second on this resolution?
Holtaway will make the motion.
Okay.
Vizioli will second.
Moved by Councilmember Holtaway, seconded by Councilmember Vizioli. Is there any council discussion?
Yeah, I have a question again, Carlos. Rob Walton.
Okay. Councilmember Walton.
So when did Chester Borough become compliant? When we passed the resolution to bring them into the Highlands Act.
James Humphreys here.
James, do you know? Okay, yes. Great.
2016.
Okay, that was my question. Thank you.
Okay. Any further comments or discussions on this resolution? All right, hearing none, this is a voting matter with public comment. Herb, please instruct the public on commenting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the public may now press star 9 on their phones to raise their hands. Please listen for the last 4 digits of your phone number to be identified and then follow the prompts to unmute your line. Please begin your comment with your name and any organization that you are representing. And when you're finished speaking, please indicate that you are done. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes. And Mr. Chairman, I have number 2768, and I will be unmuting them now.
Okay, 2768, please identify yourself.
This is Julia Summers, Executive Director of the New Jersey Highlands Coalition. We support this resolution. Had the pandemic not gotten in the way, I suspect we would be much closer to this work having been done and Chester Borough being able to expand their plant to finally begin to address some of the failing septics in town. It is, if we cannot do this in our centers in the Highlands, I don't know where we can. It is entirely appropriate for this to happen. But Chester Borough does have environmentally sensitive lands, and I hope as the amendment proposal is put together, that those lands are appropriately protected in the future, as recommended in the regional master plan. So we do support this. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. Is there anyone else in the queue?
At this time, Mr. Chairman, there are no other people in the queue looking to make a comment on this resolution.
All right, let's wait 10 seconds and then we'll go on. Herb, anyone else?
Nobody else, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, do council members have further comment?
I don't.
Okay, hearing no additional comments, Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Doherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abt.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Voden.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton.
No.
Chairman Richco.
Yes.
Resolution passes 9-1.
Thank you. Our next resolution is for the approval of plan conformance funding for economic corridor planning for Hopatcong Borough. Council Chair Holtaway, please provide us with some background on this resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Borough of Hopatcong requests $32,700 to conduct a redevelopment study for several areas in the community that wishes to designate as areas in need of redevelopment under the local development and housing law. These include areas on Hopatcong Road, Lakeside Boulevard, and River Styx Road, each of which is located within the borough's designated Highland Center. To address Highland Center's planning requirements, the borough must first access the areas in question to determine the existence, extent, and quality of the Highlands resources and resource areas. The borough will work with the Highland staff to complete this portion of the study, and with the ultimate goal of determining the limits of disturbance that would apply to each area, thus establishing a basis for exploring the area's development potential. The results would be used to frame the second phase of the project, which would examine the LRHL criteria for designation of each project location and an area in need of redevelopment. The borough would employ such designation as a means to attract development interest in areas suffering from vacancy and lack of investment. Development would be undertaken with the goal of strengthening existing commercial uses and encouraging the mix of uses that provide employment, retail opportunities, service, and entertainment, as well as residential options for the community. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Council Member Holtaway. Before I call for a motion and a second to consider the resolution to approve plan conformance funding for economic corridor planning for Hopatcong Borough, I believe we have a recusal here as well.
Yes, this is Mike Francis. I'm going to recuse myself from this because I'm the mayor of Hopatcong, so I'll recuse myself from any and all conversation that addressed this issue.
Thank you, Council Member Francis. Can I now get a motion and a second on this resolution?
Council Member Vizioli will move it.
Council Member Doherty will second.
Moved by Council Member Vizioli, seconded by Council Member Doherty. Is there any council discussion? Hearing no discussion, this is a voting matter with public comment. Herb, please instruct the public on commenting.
Thank you, Mr. Richco. Members of the public may now press star 9 on their phones to raise their hands. Please listen for the last 4 digits of your phone number to be identified and then follow the prompts to unmute your line. Please begin your comment with your name and any organization that you're representing. When you are finished speaking, please indicate that you are done. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes. Mr. Chairman, I have one person wishing to make a comment at this time. 4934, I am unmuting your line.
Okay, number 4934. If you're on the line now, please identify yourself and you may begin.
Yes, hello, this is Elliot Ruga with the New Jersey Highlands Coalition. And as a member of the public, I was unable to determine if the economic corridor planning will be undertaken in such a way that it will be consistent with the goals and objectives of the Highlands Act and with applicable provisions of the Highlands Region Regional Master Plan. The borough of Opatcong is not currently implementing zoning and land use ordinances that are consistent with the regional master plan because the borough has not yet adopted the Highlands land use ordinance and zoning map, nor have they adopted the referral ordinance, which as an interim measure would effectively implement the applicable provisions of the RMP. The resolution states that the economic corridor planning study will begin with a Highlands resource analysis to ensure that only RMP compatible areas are considered. That statement is reassuring, but it is vague and it's not enough. The statement should say that the study will begin with a Highlands resource analysis to ensure that only RMP compatible areas are considered and written to be consistent with the applicable provisions of the RMP. Since the majority of the borough is within a Highlands designated center, and this study is part of the center, it would also be necessary that the Highlands center designation report be available for inspection, but it is not to be found anywhere on the Highlands Council website. In the borough of Opatcong's final consistency review and recommendation report, there is a section about the Highlands center designation, but it also always, it says that it is incomplete and will be completed at a later date and attached to this document, but there is nothing to consider. So without these documents to look at, to see what this study is about and under what parameters it will be written, it's almost impossible. And I'm not sure I understand why it will be held to the state redevelopment standards rather than the Highlands redevelopment program. So I could support this funding for this study if we knew that it was compatible with the regional master plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Elliot. Anyone else in the queue?
At this time, Mr. Chairman, there are no further people in the queue.
We'll wait 10 seconds and we'll continue.
No additional people at this time.
Do council members have further comment? Okay, hearing no additional comments, Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Ath.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Voden.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton.
Sure. Why not?
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passes.
Our final resolution is for the approval of plan conformance funding for economic sustainability planning for Ringwood Borough. Committee Chair Holtaway, please provide us with background information on this resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Borough of Ringwood requests a grant in the amount of $50,000 to assist in the development of a municipal trail system intended to provide linkages between commercial corridors, tourism sites, and public facilities and throughout the community. The project would build on the borough's existing trail system to further bicycle and pedestrian accessibility and to assist in sustainably promoting tourism and economic development. The project would require the assistance of a planning engineering firm with GIS capabilities to assess and map existing trail segments, identify gaps and potential new linkages, assemble property ownership easement information, and provide recommendations and cost estimates for new or enhanced trail segments as needed to complete the system, inclusive of appropriate wayfinding devices. The study would include prioritization of proposed trail investment areas, whether for new trails or improvement to existing trails, based on current and anticipated usage and accessibility to community facilities, tourism sites, and retail shopping. The municipality will support the trail system with the assistance of a resident and business partnership committee that would work together to provide in-kind services to remediate and maintain the trails and provide financial support for special programming. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilmember Holtaway. Before I call for a motion and second to consider the resolution to approve plan conformance funding for economic sustainability planning for Ringwood Borough, I believe we have a recusal.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. It's because I'm a county representative in Passaic County, and Ringwood is one of the towns that I represent. I'm going to recuse myself from any discussion or vote on this particular matter.
Okay, thank you, Councilmember James. Councilmember James is recusing himself. Can I now get a motion and a second on this resolution?
Vizzioli will make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Moved by Councilmember Vizzioli. We need a second.
Holtaway will second.
Seconded by Councilmember Holtaway. Is there any council discussion on this resolution?
My question.
Okay, we have two. So someone identify themselves.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Dan.
All right. So Councilmember Van Apps, the $50,000 amount is a nice even number. And I'm curious about the basis for that price tag on the study. So that's my question.
Okay. Lisa, can you address that? Or have members
I'm actually going to pass this one off to James, if you can talk about the dollar figure, James.
James,
are you muted?
He is currently muted. Give me 1 second to unmute his line.
Unless Judy Thornton is available to discuss this.
James is on the line and he is currently unmuted and ready to go.
Okay.
If Judy is available, she could raise her hand and probably answer the question better than I can. But basically, the borough has submitted a draft scope of work estimating the value of the overall cost. However, the final cost is going to be based on the actual deliverables, and it will be a reimbursement-based grant. So $50,000 is the maximum amount that's been estimated based on a draft scope of work submitted by the borough.
Thank you.
Okay. There was another council member that had a question.
Yeah, this is Rob Walton again. It just sounded from Bob's description that this is a really nice Eagle Scout project. And why are we giving a grant for $50,000 for something that sounds to me like an ambitious scout could do? I'm sure they have Eagle Scouts in Passaic County.
This is Council Chair Richko. I do think it's much more involved. I read the specs on it, and I don't think an Eagle Scout would be able to handle it. Any other council comments?
Mr. Chairman, this is Councilmember Francis.
Yes, Councilmember Francis.
I think, generally speaking, when the Highlands Council can support such resolutions that support the economic sustainability and growth in the Highlands area, it speaks volumes of how valuable that this council can be to support the economic growth and sustainability in all the areas in the Highlands region. And I think it says a lot about our willingness to work with every municipality to help us through these financially trying times. So when we can support planning that makes our area healthy overall, I would highly support it and recommend it. Thank you.
Thank you, Council Member Francis. Any other council members? Hearing none, this is a voting matter with public comment. Herb, please instruct the public on commenting on this resolution.
Absolutely, Mr. Chairman. Members of the public may now press star 9 on their phones to raise their hand Please listen for the last four digits of your phone number to be identified. Follow the prompts to unmute your line. Please begin your comment with your name and any organization you are representing. When you are finished speaking, please indicate that you are done. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes. Mr. Chairman, I have commenter member of the public 2768. I'm going to unmute your line.
Okay. I believe that's probably Julia. Julia Summers, are you on the line?
Chairman, yes, I am. And this is Julia Summers from the New Jersey Highlands Coalition. I'm very excited that Ringwood is doing this. The future, one of the most important things about the future of the economy of the Highlands region will be tourism and recreation. And a well thought out trail system is going to be an extremely important part of that. And all the support that comes with that, places for people to eat along the way, places for them to stay along the way. There are so many support services that can be developed to really bring a sophisticated, extended trail system into being an important part of a community's economy. And I'm just very excited that Ringwood is doing this, and I really hope that you will support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. Any other members of the public in the queue?
Not at this time, Mr. Chairman, but we can wait that 10 seconds again.
We will. So, Herb, no one else in the queue?
Nobody else at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, do council members have further comments? Hearing no additional comments, Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember Van Abt.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton.
No, thank you.
Chairman Richko.
Yes. We move on to old and new business. Do any council members have any old or new business that they would like to discuss?
Chairman, it's Kurt Alstead.
Okay.
In light of the discussion
excuse me one second, Kurt. Just hold on a second. I heard somebody else. Okay, we're good now. Okay, Council Member Alstead.
Thank you. In light of the discussion we had about receiving zones and what our authorities are and are not in the Act, it's been a really long time since we have brushed the dust off of these discussions, and I imagine that. There's council members who may not be familiar with what we can and cannot do and what the Act suggested we should be doing and in some respects told us to be doing. I wonder if we could put on the agenda for our January meeting a discussion item to review receiving areas, and our staff could present us with an outline, and perhaps this would be legal counsel as well, as to what is in the Act, what can we do, what can't we do, what's suggested, what are we supposed to do, so that we can then launch from there a discussion as to whether there's more things we can do to help generate funds into the TDR bank so that we can have more preservation efforts that we can put into place.
Kurt, that sounds like a good idea. Perhaps you and I can speak with Lisa Levin and maybe have a discussion in either the January or February meeting. So let's be in touch, and we will discuss that.
Yeah,
Lisa.
Yes, I would just like to suggest that the three of us have a conversation about the best way to potentially proceed with this discussion.
Very good. Any other old or new business by any other council members?
Mr. Chairman, this is Mike Francis. I'd like to make a comment.
Yes, Mike.
I forwarded a report on Lake Attack on Crescent Cove area that we've been working very hard on to address the HAB. I forwarded to the director for her review, and feel free to share it, but the point I'm making is that the HAB problems in Lake Apacon, which is the largest lake in the state, is not getting any better. I'm currently working with the folks at Greenwood Lake, and we're going to see if we can put our heads together. The project that we worked on with Crescent Cove with aeration, it's a model being used throughout the country that's been very effective. So you'll find it interesting that our lakes are in trouble. And if we're about the water, we need to be paying attention a lot about it. You'll see the report, I hope, and then we can talk about that a little further, and maybe there's some issues that the Highlands Council can get involved with. It's a serious issue. We really need to pay attention to our lakes. Thanks.
Thank you, Council Member Francis. Yes, it's certainly been a problem for, and I live near Greenwood Lake, and we've had that major problem also. Anyone else have old or new business?
Chair, it's Kurt Alsted again.
Yes.
Lisa, do we have any update on the new work being done for the municipal average? I know that we have the SADC engaged in that process now, and I know the dynamics of working under COVID are tough, but I was just wondering if there was any type of update.
There is. We are still working on the draft RFP and getting input from, at least one council member, and we're going to recirculate it to SADC and to the Municipal Average Subcommittee. We hope to be getting that out the end of this week or early next week. But we continue to get input into it, Kurt, so we are continuing to revise the draft.
Thank you. And with the funds that we have available for that, do we expect there's going to be, maybe this is a bank board question, and Rob might be able to answer it, but do we expect to have some extra funds available to perhaps fund a couple more development acquisition projects, or is it too early to tell?
I can answer that, Chairman Walton, if you'd like. As I had mentioned in the past, we did recently receive the $1 million remaining of the bank's initial appropriation. We do anticipate that a chunk of that will go towards the RFP work for municipal average, but we do anticipate there will be some money left over. At this point, until we start getting responses into the RFP, we can't know for sure what that project might cost, and of course the bank would have to authorize it. But a very rough back of the envelope calculation we did is we anticipate the municipal average work may be around $250,000.
Thank you. That's great news that we'll have some, that the bank will have some funds available. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other old or new business? All right, hearing none, we move on to public comments. Herb, please review the procedures for commenting for the public.
No problem, Mr. Chairman. Like before, please press *9 if you would like to make a comment at this time. Please listen for the last 4 digits of your phone number to be identified, and then follow the prompts to unmute your line. Please begin your comment with your name and any organization you are representing. And when you're finished speaking, please indicate that you are done. And as a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes. Mr. Chairman, I have the telephone number 1631. I will be unmuting your line now.
1631. If you're on the line, please identify yourself and you may begin.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the Highlands Council. Thank you for the opportunity to address you today.
My name is Jim Duffy. I'm here today on behalf of concerned citizens of Chester Township. We're a grassroots organization of local residents, and our mission is to assure our local government demonstrates fiscal restraint and environmental responsibility. For the record, we are an active member of the New Jersey Highlands Coalition, and also for the record, I am a member of the Chester Township Environmental Commission. I'm not here representing the commission. I'm here on behalf of concerned citizens. Our group has been actively engaged in an issue whereby the Chester Township Mayor and Council plan to install synthetic turf and stadium lights at the Black River Fields, the 45-acre park on North Road here in Chester. Concerned citizens launched an aggressive letter writing campaign to the DEP, and we hope we helped influence the DEP's decision to deny the township's application for a HAD exemption number 6. I'm here to share with you, in case you were not aware, three important outcomes from the Chester Township Council meeting held on December 1st, just this past Tuesday. First, the Township Council confirmed it would withdraw its HAD exemption number 6 application. Second, the council affirmed it remains determined to install synthetic turf and lights here in Chester. In fact, the mayor explicitly stated her intent to move her plan from Black River Fields, which is in the preservation area, across North Road to Highlands Ridge Park, which is in the planning area. And it's worth noting, both properties are in the Highlands Protection Zone. In the letter I sent to you this morning, I included two drawings prepared by the township engineer that shows two potential locations for the synthetic turf fields at Highlands Ridge Park. The third point was it was unclear during the meeting whether the council would consider withdrawing the township's conformance to the regional master plan. So we're here today to ask your support for three things. First, please do not allow Chester Township to install impervious synthetic turf with all its known toxins, especially due to the growing body of research documenting the harmful impacts synthetic turf has, in particular, to our water supply. Second, should the township prevail in installing synthetic turf and lights somewhere in Chester, please encourage it to produce an environmental impact statement to be done by a neutral third party in accordance with its own land use ordinances and as advised by the Chester Township Environmental Commission. And lastly, please encourage Chester Township to renovate Black River Fields properly, regrading and reseeding the area with natural grass to sustain and even improve the 26 million gallons of annual groundwater recharge this parcel supports. Concerned citizens of Chester Township welcomes the chance to collaborate with the Highlands Council to explore ways we can support and advance our shared values. Thank you for your time and your consideration.
Thank you, Jim, for your comments. Herb, anyone else in the queue?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, number 2768. I will unmute your line now.
Okay, we've heard that number before. I know that's Julia Summers. Yeah, Julia, you may begin.
Mr. Chairman, you have a good memory. I just wanted to comment on the fact that this was really a big meeting for the council. The most exciting thing that you reported on, Lisa reported on early at the top of the meeting about the Highlands Regional Master Plan being endorsed by the State Planning Commission, by the Office of Planning Advocacy. That is extremely exciting, and I really hope that the council will start vigorously sharing that information with all planning area communities in the Highlands. That's extremely good news. The others are the two, particularly two of the resolutions that you approved today. The first, of course, being Persephone, which I commented on earlier. We really welcome Persephone beginning that work. And to look at conforming. And the third is the resolution that you just approved in Ringwood Borough, which we truly, the Highlands Coalition, believe that, as I mentioned, that tourism and recreation is going to be such an important driver for the economy of the region in the future to be successful. And I hope that this is taken very seriously by Ringwood, and they produce something that is a great example of how that can be so. So Lots of big things happening today. Thank you very much. Thanks to everybody.
Yep. Julia, thank you for your comments. And anyone else on the queue?
Mr. Chairman, there are no other hands raised in the queue. If we could give it that 10 seconds. For anybody who would like to make a comment, please dial *9.
Let's give a little more time. This is the last opportunity to speak.
Mr. Chairman, there are no additional members of the public wishing to make a comment at this time.
Okay, we will close public comments. We do not have executive session today, and we need a motion to adjourn.
Carl, it's Kirk. Can I just ask one final question, please?
Yes.
Perhaps for our January meeting, could the staff help us know if there is any type of official DEP policy regarding synthetic turf? You know, I know very little about it other than it's not real grass. So I think it would be helpful for us to know whether there is any DEP guidance one way or the other. And do we have a policy as a council regarding synthetic turf? I seem to recall Kinnelon Borough years ago, there was a lot of controversy around one there that it was a Board of Ed field, I believe, and they had a Highlands exemption. So if we could queue that up as another discussion point for January or February, I would appreciate it.
We certainly can do that. Lisa, is that good with
yeah,
staff?
We can look into this. I have to warn you that we have potentially extremely packed agendas already for January and February. So there might be a more effective way to get this information out than necessarily having to put it on a council agenda. But let us look into that, and we'll circle back and figure out the best way to move forward.
Yeah, I think that's an item that we would not really need to have a discussion on. You could send the information to the council members. Okay, so we do need a motion to adjourn. Anyone like
to? Everybody's busy. I'll move it.
Okay, Council Member James, and we need a second.
Holtaway, okay.
Council Member Holtaway, did I hear you second it?
Yes, you did.
Okay. So we have a motion to adjourn. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion passes. The New Jersey Highlands meeting of December 3rd, 2020 is now adjourned. Everyone, please stay safe and well.
Happy holidays, folks.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, everybody. Happy holidays. Thank you.
Holidays. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.